I'm standing on Horny Namysty, or the upper square of Olomouc, a bustling university town in North Moravia. With its sloping cobbled streets, beautiful Baroque churches, and an abundance of historical architecture, Olomouc is easily one of the most appealing cities in the Czech Republic outside of Prague. Typically, Olomouc owes much of its architectural splendor to its long and somewhat checkered past. Some claim that this ancient city dates back as far as Roman times, when it was reputed to have been founded by Julius Caesar himself. Josef Linek, who works for the city's town hall, says there may be more to this story than just mere legend.
You know, according to the archaeological excavation, we can say that the Roman army was definitely here, that they had some camp nearby Olomouc, but, you know, who actually knows whether Julius Caesar was here or not? That's the legend, but maybe nice legend.
Whatever the truth about its Caesarian origins, there is no doubt that Olomouc became a major seat of administrative power once Bohemia and Moravia were united in the 11th century. The city's strategic trading position on the road to Krakow certainly added to its importance. It became the seat of an archbishopric in 1063 and was actually capital of Moravia until Swedish troops occupied the town in 1641 during the Thirty Years' War. This conflict had a devastating impact on the city. Many of its Gothic and Renaissance buildings were destroyed, and most of its population perished. But, as Josef Linek points out, the subsequent reconstruction of the town helped it become the architectural jewel it is today.
After the 30 Years' War, the city was really horribly damaged, almost completely damaged. So everything had to be rebuilt here, and because that was in the 17th century, that was the reason that almost all of the buildings here are built in Baroque and latest architectural styles.
Besides some Gothic remnants, such as the impressive St. Moritz Cathedral, Olomouc has some classic examples of Baroque architecture, including St. Michael's Church and the Chapel of Jan Sarkander. It is also famous for its spectacular town hall and six Baroque fountains, which are actually 17th and 18th century embellishments of the wells that comprise the town's original water supply. Josef Linek says that Olomouc's massive Trinity Plague Column, which was built by the local designer Václav Render, is perhaps the dominant feature of the town's rich architectural tapestry.
This column was built in 18th century. This column was built as a thanks to God for saving the city against the plague. And that was built by really famous Olomouc architect, Mr. Render. The construction of this column took at least more than 20 years, and the column is more than 35 meters high. There are more than 40 sculptures on it, and in 2000 the column was added on the list of UNESCO historical monuments, and our column is just the only one column in the whole world that's on the list of UNESCO monuments.
Besides its architectural heritage, Olomouc is also something of a cultural hub. For instance, Gustav Mahler, whose first symphony you've just been listening to, worked here as a choir master in the 1880s and has a street named after him. The city is also known as a seat of learning, and over 14,000 students attend the local Polotsky University. This institution has always prided itself on its academic excellence, and is perhaps best known as the place where the soft contact lens was invented. Since the Velvet Revolution in 1989, it has taken advantage of a more open climate to forge closer links with other similar institutions abroad. Vice Rector Milada Hirschova says Polotsky has now become a truly international university.
The change since 1989 has been huge. It's changed immensely. Before 1990, the university had about 4,000 or 5,000 students, so the number right now is tripled. And it used to be a small, regional, closed school with hardly any contact to foreign universities. We have now about 24 partnership agreements with foreign universities. Every year we also have about 200 students coming under EU programs or other exchange programs with foreign universities.
This influx of foreign students is a far cry from the days before 1989, when the only frequent non-Czech visitors to the town were Soviet soldiers from a nearby garrison. Inge, a European studies major from Holland, finds this opportunity to study in a former outpost of the Eastern Bloc to have been a fascinating experience.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's really wonderful. I love it. It's like beautiful old buildings and just, yeah, also you see the buildings of the communist regime during that period, and that strikes me. We've seen like lots and lots of churches, like beautiful, beautiful, and then you see some like buildings and they just seem to be dropped into the center and just not thought of any architectural styles or anything like that. It's kind of different.
As Inge says, Olomouc is not all about beautiful, classic styles of architecture. The city's orlai, or astronomical clock, chimes on the hour while mechanical, proletarian figures shuffle past the clock face. As Josef Linick explains, this socialist remodelling of the astronomical clock is a far cry from the religiously inspired procession of its counterpart in Prague.
In the history, maybe the face of the astronomical clock was much closer to the face of the Prague's astronomical clock. But because at the end of the Second World War, the astronomical clock was damaged, so there was some decision to reconstruct it, but in a certain way. That was in 1950, so that was during communist era, so they decided to build something that's close to the workers, something that would show agriculture here, that would show some workers in a way how the communists would like to see it. So that's why we have this face of the astronomical clock here, so you can't see there anything that would have any connection with the Christ, with the Catholic faith, and so on.
Besides the socialist astronomical clock, perhaps the most striking archaeological legacy of communism in Olomouc is the Prior shopping centre, a huge concrete monstrosity which stands incongruously amongst the glories of the city's old town. This monument to socialist functionalism was built in the 1960s and 70s on a square in front of the St. Moritz Cathedral. Some say it was actually constructed there to prevent people from being able to congregate and protest at one of the city's natural focal points. Now, 15 years after the fall of communism, Josef Linick says that the Prior building may well remain in place for the foreseeable future, standing as a stark reminder of a dark chapter in Olomouc's history.
That's difficult to say whether to remove it or not, because it would cost so much money. Maybe it can happen in the future and would be, I guess, really great just not to have it there, just to have there again that big square. But now we have it there and that's it. So we'll see what can happen in the future.